guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That Light, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I am your host, Ben, back after our two-week hiatus while Ty was out fighting Vladimir Putin for gay rights in Russia.
Yeah. Long 2 weeks of my life. I don't even know why I came back. But I'm back, and I'm happy, and I'm ready. Let's do this.
And Andrew is back from milking maple trees to get some maple syrup.
Well, you know, I gotta work hard to get them there maple syrups.
Knock that shit off.
Oh, God.
It's been 2 weeks. I haven't thought about it. I've been happy.
It's back!
You suck. And with us today, we also have a special guest host. My dear, dear friend from all the way over in Australia. David.
Oh, that means a lot. My mom's the only one that's called me special.
I don't think I said special.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah. Special guest.
Well, I meant to say special ed.
Oh, fuck you.
I was going to say, didn't the government classify you as special also?
Who, me?
No.
Oh. Oh, him, yeah. Okay.
Adoy.
We're going to refer to as him from now on.
Okay. All right. Him says that he likes this topic.
Which anyway. Topic would that be?
Oh, I'm not running this shit. I'm done.
He did his intro. He's good.
All right, guys. See you next week. We're done.
All right. Everybody, good episode.
And this concludes our broadcasting day.
Beep!
Fucking Kobayashi fish.
You know what? It's been a shitty 2 weeks. Might as well talk about a shitty news story, right? Let's talk about Apple.
Anything with Apple is shit.
Apple fucking shit. Apple is apparently giving some money back to the people that spent $600 on a phone every 6 months. They're going to pay up to $280 for used iPhones.
Up to $280.
Which means...
I can get that shit on... I can sell that shit on Kijiji or Craigslist for like... 400, because people are stupid.
What the fuck is Kijiji?
It's Craigslist up here, you asshat.
I was going to say it's Canadians. What? Or Canadias, yeah. Kijiji? Canada's Craigslist.
Pretty How do you spell much. That?
K-I-J-I-J-I-J-I. I just keep going until it starts to load.
Kijiji?
I sometimes call it the Kijijer.
The Kijijer? What's that Kijijer?
Stuff on the Kijijer.
Sounds like you're doing something dirty.
It does.
I was just going to say, I saw one of those in a sex shop one time.
I'm going to go Kijiji myself. Hey, Ben, when are you coming over to Kijiji?
Ty, don't touch my Kijiji like that.
See, you What's learn that? Things on Cerebral Overload. We made a new word today. Kijiji.
Yep.
Well, we didn't really make a new one. It already exists.
Shut up.
A different
Shut up.
No.
Shut up. It's a new word.
If it was in Canada first, it didn't exist in the first place.
You know, there's some background noise. I think there's a storm going on over here. Can you guys hear that?
You just like patched it open, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm splooshing all over the place. Oh, Jesus Christ. Got that my Kijiji. All right, let's move on from Kijiji.
What the hell are you doing over there?
Well, somebody's running some water or something. I'm not in my house, okay? I got to record this somewhere else in a basement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sapping somebody else's Wi-Fi right now to do this.
Nice.
Wow. Girl.
That is really loud.
Ah, we keep going. It's not that bad. Shut up.
Is somebody taking a shower?
Possibly.
Fuck. Hey! Shut the fuck up! Can you guys hear it over there?
Barely.
Oh, yeah.
Barely? Okay. Well, fuck Kijiji. You can sell that shit on Gazelle for, like, $350.
But that's if it's in excellent condition.
According to the Wall Street Journal, you can use Gazelle. Or eBay. Fuck, I use eBay. Fuck Craigslist. Yeah.
Or what the hell's that other one? There's another one I just saw a commercial for. Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Apple. People are still going to pay whatever they pay for. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, oh, I'm going to get a new phone soon. Oh, what are you going to get? The new iPhone. Why? What's different? I don't know, but I'm tired of this one. I want to move on to the next one. I had another guy say, I hope they do a 5S, because I actually don't want a 6. I just want a new phone. I'm like, what? Like that?
That makes no sense.
You are the stupidest motherfucker in the world.
I would have just patted them on the head and walked away.
Well, I threw biscuits at them.
Well, that works.
Get out of the house. Get out of here! Get out of here! Scat!
Jennifer Lawrence.
Alright, I'm bored with Apple already. Let's talk about Windows 9. Anybody
Windows
heard about
9?
That? Yeah, Windows 9's rumored for next year. And then Windows 10...
What happened to 8.2?
I don't know. What happened to your voice?
I don't know what happened to it.
You're all robotic.
Sounds fine to me.
Whatever. Yeah, Windows 9 is rumored for next year, and they're saying Windows 10 is going to be a cloud OS.
You're a cloud OS? What the fuck does that mean?
I didn't read the article.
It's probably
why are you talking about it if you didn't read it?
I read the caption.
Jesus.
It's probably going to be something like the Chrome OS, I would assume.
Most likely.
Yeah, that
I
really
think it's like all the processing and stuff is done on their servers, and it's just like streamed to you.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's a good explanation.
Well, I guess it should make it easier for them now that they've acquired a certain somebody.
Oh?
Because we all know, if anybody actually reads anything these days...
No, he didn't.
Microsoft has purchased the indestructible phone company known as Nokia.
That is true. I actually got a text message this morning from a friend of mine. Who tried to be cool.
Okay, that's just a flat-out lie. You don't have any friends.
Yeah, okay, a coworker. He was like, Microsoft bought Nokia. And I was like, I already knew that shit, bro. Knew that shit was going to happen last year. Well, Verizon bought Vodafone. Don't give a shit.
Nope, nobody cares.
No, Verizon didn't buy Vodafone. Verizon bought Vodafone's stake of Verizon Wireless.
Oh, whatever, they bought
something. Now they're
something.
All solely owned.
So they bought themselves.
Sort of, kind of.
Ty, do you fucking know anything? Like, why are you even in this podcast?
You know, I don't know. I'm not even... I've been in Russia for 2 weeks. I don't know what the fuck's going on over here.
Did you at least bring me back a bear driving a small car?
He's not driving... He's got a unicycle. I'm sorry. I couldn't get the car.
That works.
The weight limit was too much with the bear.
Does he at least have a hat?
He does. It's a fez hat.
Yeah, okay. With a little gold thing on top?
Yep.
Awesome.
And I also... I don't know if you're okay with this or not, but he's wearing a monocle.
Actually, that makes everything better. That makes up for the car.
Okay, good.
He better have a cigar, too.
He's going to. My bear's a rebel. Fuck. Okay, so yeah, Microsoft has bought Nokia.
Which is no surprise.
That's a very audacious move. That concern...
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm done.
You started talking first.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Just saying, it's an audacious move that confirms the Redmond Software Company's intention to compete with Apple and Google head-on as a devices and services business. Confirms that. Did nobody else read the article?
No. Nobody understood anything you just said.
You did sound
smart,
though.
Yeah.
I don't speak English.
Well, basically, they're really trying to take Google and Apple head-on. Which doesn't make sense because they bought Nokia.
I don't think they'll ever beat the 1 billion activations that Android has, or the like 3 million that Apple has.
Easy. Quit segueing so fast.
Fuck Apple.
Yeah. But for 5.44 billion euros.
Yeah, but like at the price the way euros are, that's what, $20 American?
Euros are more than ours.
Oh, I thought they went underneath, finally.
Not that I know. I mean, unless America did something right, I don't think that happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. I completely forgot America would have to do something right. My bad.
Yeah. You know, we're trying to attack Syria over here now. Hey, let's do the same thing we did with Osama bin Laden and give him guns. That'll be smart.
The only reason why they're attacking them is because you guys didn't want your gas prices to go up.
Our gas prices don't even fucking go down. Everybody, Dubai has 25 cents a gallon. We have 3.62 where I'm at.
We did it before. We're doing it again. You could call us Syria killers.
Serious accusation there.
That is a serious accusation.
That joke bombed.
Just oh, boy. But seriously, we got to go back to Microsoft.
It's no surprise that they bought Nokia, since Nokia only sells Windows phones now.
Yeah, we knew this was coming for over a year.
And the fact that Google bought Motorola Mobility just for the cell phones.
Yeah.
Which I might say are quite smooth and slick.
Well, now since all these people are buying stuff, do you think Apple's going to be the one to try to buy BlackBerry?
No.
I don't think, because that's too far of a shift from what they're producing now.
And from what I've seen, well, through the rumor mill, I guess Microsoft, now that they've acquired Nokia, they kind of doing this going, hey, BlackBerry, how you doing? You want to come over to our place? Slip you a Kijijer?
A Kijijer. Yeah, and then with Microsoft losing Steve Ballmer, like, all kinds of shit's just going down.
Do you really think that's a loss?
Yeah.
You know, all it needs is developers, 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 developers.
Yeah, but Steve Ballmer was so good at giving presentations. When I saw him in CES in 2011, which this picture was taken in 2011 at CES where I was, kind of cool. He was awesome. That guy had tons of energy. And it made me want to get a Lumia, to be honest.
Just a
but
little
you
bit.
Didn't. But you didn't, so it didn't work well enough.
Yeah, I know. It didn't work. I mean, I didn't. I have Android. I'm Android to the bone. You know, Steve Ballmer's a cool guy. He had Ryan Seacrest do the whole Windows thing, which was weird. That guy's a lot shorter than I thought.
He's tiny.
But, I mean, when they lost Bill Gates, shit went downhill. And Steve Ballmer kind of held on to it. Now he's leaving. I'm afraid to see what's going to happen to Microsoft.
You know, you saw what happened when Steve Jobs died.
Nothing? Apple got better?
They lost their innovation.
Oh. Yeah, because they're not doing the same exact thing over and over again, of course. Oh, boy. Let's see what some fucking can of douche sent us. In Soviet Russia, they're on unicycles. That's funny as fuck. Okay. I can roll with that. This is boring so far.
So what, you're calling us boring now?
No, not that's, you guys.
That's bull. Yeah, you just called us boring.
Well, you're not talking to me. I'm trying to start a conversation. You guys are ignoring me.
We're talking.
Eh.
We were more talkative an hour ago, but
I miss you guys. I'm sorry. It's been a long 2 weeks. I've missed you guys. It's like my life right here.
When you're like hiding in Russia, it's kind of hard to talk to you.
I know. But you know what? I saved 3 gay people.
There you go.
For a little bit. Then they got caught, and I said, fuck you, I'm straight, and I left. Fuck that
well,
shit.
You know, he said it, so it must be true.
I like bitches. Titties and bitches.
Ass and titties.
But you know what? You know what I was thinking about?
And big booty bitches.
Oh, yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
You know what really cracks me up? I was listening. You know, while I was in Russia, I was listening to our episodes, and it just had me cracking up. Especially when we were talking about ditching the bitch and making the switch. And how little Ben had said it. And it just, oh my God.
No, Ben didn't say it. Cody said it.
Cody said it? I thought it was Ben that said it.
No, it was Cody that said it.
Oh, that makes it even better. Oh, Jesus. Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Oh, you kids.
Oh, good times. What are we on, 25 now? Is episode 25?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's kind of crazy. We're going places. But, you know, we could be...
Episode 26 next, that's where we're going.
Yeah. We could be going places with the new Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch. which is a phone for your wrist.
I'm actually interested in these smartwatches.
I love the smartwatches. I've been trying to get a company to send me one since they fucking came out. And you whores haven't. Whores?
Everyone can S some D.
Sell some dynamite.
Yes.
Swallow some dills. So, Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch.
But yeah, so you're going to keep going with that, fucker.
Well, I tried to pass it on to you guys.
I'm looking.
Shit.
I'm not reading the article.
I haven't read any of them yet. I just found it to look cool.
Oh, my God.
So, Ty, how's this going to work?
What are we talking about?
Because to me, it just kind of looks like a giant-ass phone on someone's... a tiny-ass phone on someone's wrist.
It is.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's, remember...
That's dumb.
Is it dumb?
I want a Bluetooth thingamajigger. So I can have a phone in my pocket and not have a phone on my wrist. This isn't James Bond, people!
But now you're just asking for too much.
You can control your car with your wrist.
That's what my keys are for, you asshat.
No, you can drive your car with your wrists. Like you can... Yeah.
No, James Bond drove with his Nokia.
Yeah, remember? Exactly. Remember?
You gotta talk to Microsoft for that one.
Remember?
I remember.
Remember?
Nope.
And this thing will use Bluetooth to connect to the Galaxy S smartphone. Oh, wait a minute.
Ah!
It only... Whoa, hold on.
Way to read.
Okay. It only connects to Galaxy S smartphones?
Yeah, it's what they're saying.
Well, there fuck, I'm fine, and I got the S4, bitches.
Well, that's similar to how when Motorola came out with their... What was it? Moto Active, I believe it was called?
Yeah, didn't you have that? Watch.
Yeah, I had one of them. And originally, until people started hacking the app, it would only connect to Motorola smartphones.
That was stupid. In the pictures, it's spilling off the wearer's wrist, and according to the VentureBeat reporter, it dwarfed her tiny lady wrists when she tried on a prototype. A.K.A. she's got bitch wrists.
So like you?
No, I got manly ass wrists. Shit. It's even got a pedometer, so you can find me when I'm near you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's pedometer. I'm sorry. That's for walking. Count your steps, little one. Count your steps.
I was hoping it was going to be something more like some of the leaked pictures we had seen where it was like more sleek and actually wrapped around your wrist.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but...
Not just, like Andrew said, a little phone strapped at the top of your wrist. Because that's going to do nothing but get in the way.
Yeah. It's going to make it harder to fight me off. I mean, you got the pedometer and a heart rate monitor to figure out how scared you really are.
You won't even be able to reach in your pockets.
That's true.
Awful.
That's what you need the pedometer for. He'll reach in your pocket.
Yeah,
for
I have little kids. The little bitch wrists.
Little pocket pool.
Pocket pussy.
Pocket pussy. Great white buffalo.
Great buffalo.
Great white buffalo.
Ballfish.
Kobe, I will say, Kobayashi was a good-ass episode.
It was.
I was laughing really hard. I actually listened to that at work.
Oh!
Yeah, Kobayashi was is the fourth highest downloaded episode we've had so far.
The fourth, you said?
Yeah, fourth.
Wow.
What's our first?
Episode 16, 1 versus 4.
I could see that. That was our Xbox versus a PlayStation episode.
That was another thing I was going to bring up in this lovely podcast we have.
What's that?
The fact that the new Xbox One is going to support up to 8 controllers once.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And PlayStation 4 will only support 4.
Well, how are you going to fit 8 damn screens on a TV?
You got to buy one of them 100-inch flat screens.
It don't matter, bitch!
That would be amazing, I will say that.
Then when the Xbox One comes out, it won't support external storage at first.
Oh.
What? Hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. What about my wireless hard drive? Can I use that to watch movies still?
I don't know. It says it won't support external storage, but if that's playback, that could be totally different.
Okay.
Interesting. Guys, I'm glad I'm poor and I'm not getting it at launch.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes.
Yes, son.
I got some big news.
Uh-oh. Are you pregnant?
No.
Is your wife pregnant?
Not that I know of.
All right, well, then the condom didn't actually break. I'm good. Go on.
2 weeks, and Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out.
Woo!
Do you motherfuckers have your pre-orders? Well, Ben probably doesn't, but Ty, do you?
Yeah, totally.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm broke as fuck, dude. I'm nigga broke.
Maybe Dave buy you a copy. Who? Touch his Kijinger.
Who? David?
Yeah.
He's broker than I am.
Yeah.
Fuck. Won't Obama couch, buy it for you or something?
Obama.
Yeah, maybe I could trade my phone in for it.
Oh, he can have my 6 Obama phones back and I'll take a game.
No, because if you trade in your phone, it's only good for stuff at the Apple store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
They won't just give you cash and let you walk out.
That's stupid. Fuck this place. I don't want to live in this country anymore. I'm leaving.
Okay, come up here, fucker.
Go to Iceland. Or Greenland. Which one doesn't have ice? Is it Greenland that has
Iceland.
Ice?
Iceland, no ice.
No ice? Okay, I'm
Greenland
going
to Iceland. Has ice. Iceland doesn't have ice.
That's so stupid.
It probably was an American who named it.
No, it was Eric the Red or something like that.
Oh, yeah, what was his name? Leif Erikson, right?
That's it.
Leif Erikson Day?
Because he didn't want people to go to this great island, so he called it Iceland so nobody would want to go there.
Oh, that's actually smart then, except everybody knows now, so it's stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Tell a friend, tell a phone, tell a tie.
But that was right before Twitter came out for everybody to know everything, so...
Yeah, remember when Twitter was just a beta? Remember when we were on the beta, there was like 100 people on there? Did you guys get that? You didn't get that invite?
No.
Oh, I got invited before it was out. I hated it. I thought it was stupid. I was wrong.
Ain't you special?
Yep. I was like, there's like 100 people on here. This is stupid as fuck.
I see they're looking to do a $150 billion IPO.
Really?
Or was it $1.5 billion?
That's still fucking crazy.
It was a lot of money either way.
Well, $10 is a lot of fucking money right now.
That's true, it is.
I'm broke!
That's like 2.25 gallons of gas.
I know, it cost me $32 to fill up yesterday.
Really? That's a half tank for me.
Fuck that. And I got 520 miles to the tank right now. But I'm not bragging or anything.
I'm guessing that's in the insight?
Yeah. That's all I have now. You know what makes me happy?
Cheetos?
Candy.
Kit Kats.
Ugh.
Give me a break.
Candy.
Give me a break. Don't break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're not getting sued for fucking singing their jingle.
Yep.
I was actually kind of hoping it was going to be Ty singing that one.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Android. No! So, as much as I hate to say it, and it pains me, it seems that Android has sold out. To KitKat.
Can I tell me you wouldn't?
No, not this soon. Not till they at least got to Snickers, a good candy. Or Reese's Pieces or something. But KitKat, KitKat's gross as fuck.
Oh, how can you say that? I love
gross
KitKats.
As fuck.
Exactly. My point exactly. You two fucking skanks ass likes it.
I'm going to go up and get myself a fucking Kit Kat McFlurry, bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Well, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it's delicious for you.
It is.
Good. And I hope that you really, really enjoy it, and that you don't get sick from it at all, and you feel good afterwards, bitch.
Really? That escalated quickly.
Yeah, it did. So, Android KitKat has been announced as the new operating software.
And you know what? They didn't go to 5 like everyone thought they were going to do. This is actually going to be version 4.4.
Which is stupid. Why not just take it to 5?
That's why I kind of have this theory that they're still going to make a 5. But what will it be then if it's an L? Will it be like...
Licorice. It'll be licorice.
I'll
bet you.
What about Lollipop?
Okay, maybe it'll be Lollipop.
Then it could be Lollipop, Lollipop, Lollipop.
What about Lemon Tarts?
No.
What about Lemon Heads?
No.
What about Getting Head?
Hey!
Hi-ho!
I'll be there in 5. I think it'll be licorice or Lollipop. Let's make sure we discuss this real quick, because...
Lick-a-Stick.
Or Lick-a-Stick.
Lick-a-Stick, yes!
Yeah.
No. So they're going to sell them again.
Yeah, they probably... Yeah. I mean, they're sold out now. I mean, maybe this is a good way for them to market it. Kit Kat, more people will hear about it. They'll be like, oh, that's cool. And then they can give prizes away with Kit Kat. So
that's actually what they're doing.
Is it really?
Yeah. They're marketing geniuses. They're actually doing a thing where you buy a Kit Kat, there might be a special ticket inside for you to win a completely unlocked, unbranded Google Nexus 7.
Is it going to be a golden ticket like on Willy Wonka and
if
the
Chocolate
Factory?
If it's not golden, I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
I've got the
actually, you know what?
Tickets.
In marketing terms, it would probably actually be green for Android, but you never know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hate it.
Actually,
well, I hate you too.
We ordered food at work earlier, and I named it. It didn't ask for my name. I said Billy Donka and the Beer Factory, and then my name was Billy Badonka Donk.
Nice.
Yeah. I was bored. But Kit Kat.
It'd be cool if there was Android Laffy Taffy.
Shake that Laffy
There you go,
Taffy.
Android Laffy Taffy. That is awesome.
That would actually that'd be cool.
What I want to know is if Kit Kat's actually going to come out with Android-shaped Kit Kats.
Oh, I'd buy them all.
Yeah,
I'd eat
buy
them.
Some of those. That'd be sweet.
If they did that, I would eat them.
Dave, what kind of phone do you have?
I don't want to talk about it.
He's got an iPhone.
He's got the Razor.
What, like the Motorola Troy Razor?
Yeah, like the newer one, not the flip one.
Oh, okay. I used to have the Droid Razor.
Yeah. It's not bad.
No.
And I swindled some dumbass into giving me his Galaxy S3 for it.
Really? Ah! That's a good one.
Idiot.
That is a good one. We had to go to Verizon earlier and get my new S4 because it wasn't sending pictures. Well, I figured out what was wrong with it when they gave me the new phone.
You were touching yourself again, weren't you?
I was, but that wasn't the problem. That's what the pictures were.
Oh, big pics.
Yeah, that's what we kept telling the lady. It was like, my dick pics! But, Oh, there's a crying
Uh-oh.
Baby.
Set it on fire!
I'm gonna crack her neck.
That's what you get for saying dick pics to,
I know. No, what happened was, I was using an app called HandSent as my messaging service, and for some reason the S4, it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't send pictures or receive pictures on it.
Oh, because it works. Like, that's actually what I use on my phone.
Yeah, like, I've always used it, but... Damn, that baby's crying. That's why I hate kids. Just so everybody knows, I fucking hate kids. I don't give a fuck. It's a good point about being gay. I don't gotta worry about that shit.
You do when I... bring you up here and you babysit mine.
You know what's better than the sound of a child's laughter? Silence.
Dying.
No, silence by not having kids.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
I was going the wrong direction.
Great white buffalo. Okay. Gross. Hope you do that noise when you're eating your fucking Kit Kats.
I hope you break your teeth while doing that.
And then I'll record it and send it to you.
Okay, good. Well, I will block your call, because I'm going to use Ben's Kickstarter project, I guess.
There's still a few people out there that have home phones.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time for Ben's Bullshit Kickstarter or something.
You forgot about the thing. It's supposed to be Ben's Bullshit Kickstarter thing or something.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Saying of the week or something.
Yeah.
I've been gone for 2 weeks. Leave me alone.
I know. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
It was very valiant of you to fight for gay rights in Russia.
I know. One day, we will all be able to get married, including you guys. I mean, what?
Anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
So.
Yeah. I am one of the few, like, 10 or 20 people in the United States that does actually still have a home phone. Because Comcast bundled it with my package.
Oh.
But nothing's worse than them damn telemarketers.
Hi, would you be interested in talking about your long distance rates?
I love it when they call. When I used to have a home phone, they'd call and say, "Hello, is Dawn Pierreville?" I'd be like, "Oh God, she just died last week. She got hit by a truck." Why would you do this? And they'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Is the Mister in?"
No, she was a lesbian.
Monsters. Loved it. It was so much fun.
I always said I'm going to try like they did on NCIS. He picked up the phone at the crime scene and goes, "This is Special Agent Tony DiNozzo, and you're calling a crime scene. We are now tracing your phone number, and we'll be getting in contact with you about this crime." Then hang up the phone.
I like that show.
That is a good show.
Love NCIS.
I'm mad Ziva's leaving.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Ziva's done after this season.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry.
But anyway, the Call Control Home is the Kickstarter thingy or something of the week.
Yeah.
It looks like an old-school answering machine.
It does, kind of. Or a real old-school caller ID box.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember those?
Yep.
That's why we brought them up.
Dick. That's back when I had, like, dial-up internet.
That's hilarious. Dial-up.
But basically, what it is this box that plugs in line with your telephone, and if it helps you get rid of your unwanted spam call from telemarketers, robocallers. I'd hate to have RoboCop call me. That'd scare me shitless. And them all those fake, "We want to refinance your bank account. Just give us your bank number and password, and we will help you win millions." So you do, like I said, is plug it in between the lines, and what you get is you get a group of people, basically everyone that has this, or their phone app that they do have also. And once the number gets blacklisted with this box for spam, it's automatically sent to a little control center type deal. What was that?
I don't know.
Andrew sent something. Oh, he's sending a picture.
It's a GIF. It's a GIF. It's loading slow. Wait for it.
Nice.
Oh, there's more than just one?
That's awesome.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I love that show.
It is stupid as hell.
So this thing also has an app, so I can use it on my cell phone?
Yes, you could use it on your cell phone, too. The app's already available.
Is the app free?
I do not believe it is.
Huh. Is it free if you buy the box?
It is.
Okay, that's all right, then.
Okay. Another question.
Can you put numbers you don't like in it? Like, if I don't want Ty to call and harass me and just listen to him breathing at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, I can block his number?
You could.
Hey. You said you liked it.
Okay, yeah, I do.
That's right.
What the hell happened to David?
He had to handle a,
The poop machine?
Yeah, Kijiji.
Yeah, Andrew, to answer your question, the app is free.
Okay.
On Android.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, look it up on your iFajizzle.
I don't have it on me right now.
Why not?
Because I'm an Android guy right now.
That's good.
The Jazzle?
The free version of Call Control is a full-featured app that never expires, but it does contain some limitations. You are limited to only 3 personal blacklist entries, a one-time update of the community blacklist, and the scheduling feature is not available.
Wait, what? So
it's a 14-day free trial of this app, and then you got to pay a yearly fee after that.
How much is the yearly fee?
That's what I'm looking for. The app doesn't actually say what the yearly fee is. If you have the box, the yearly fee is $12.95.
Ooh.
But that covers the box and the app?
It says if you do their the early bird backer here, it gets $12.95 per year value and a complimentary download of Call Control Home or Call Control Pro. I can talk.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't think it's bad if you're the person that gets all kinds. If you're one of the few people that does still have a home phone line.
Why is Reynoldsburg, Ohio on here? Hold on a minute. Oh, okay.
It's your phone number.
Huh? I was looking at the bottom of Kickstarter and it had Reynoldsburg, Ohio. That's my city. I was like, wait a minute.
That's because that's where you're connected to the internet
at
right now.
I didn't realize we were still on a Kickstarter. I kind of forgot what was going on for a minute.
Nice.
I'm tired.
Yeah, they have different levels here of funding for it. If you pledge $5, you get a complimentary download of the Call Control Pro app for Android or BlackBerry.
Huh.
So you actually, if you spend $5, you get an $8 app for free.
Nice.
$15 gets you a... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
No. No, I was just taking in a deep breath.
Okay. $15 will get you a bottle opener keychain featuring their logo. And that's it. $25 will get you a slick black t-shirt with a Call Control Shield silkscreen on the front. I know, it's awesome. And it only gets better. $50 gets you the Call Control Home device, which is $120 retail value.
Act now and we'll send it for a little low price of $19.95. But wait, there's more.
This also comes with a 2-year service subscription, which is a $12.95 value per year. And also a complimentary download of Call Control Pro for your Android phone.
Hey.
Please add $8 for shipping within the United States.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like this at all.
I didn't ask you.
I know. But it's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to discuss.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
I know.
$60 gets you the same thing once they run out of the $50 ones. $79 gets you the same thing.
But wait.
Once they run out of $60 ones.
Okay, fuck it. I'm just jumping right to the edge here. If you want to pledge $5,000 or more, if you have the resources to make a significant contribution to our project and want to join the fight to stop spam calls once and for all, then this is the backer level for you. You will get a pre-release call center, call control home unit, and have an opportunity to provide early feedback on the device to shape its development. Of course, you'll get our sincere thanks and gratitude. I don't get a fucking t-shirt with $5,000, but I get a pre-release home unit.
For $5,000, I better get the t-shirt, app, beer bottle opener, the first one off the line.
A lifetime subscription for this fucking thing.
Yeah, really.
Go figure. Zero backers.
Of course. Well, they only have $7,500, and they've got 15 more days to go to get their $100,000 pledge.
$100,000.
I don't see it happening.
Mm-mm. They're not getting in my lady garden.
I mean, it's a neat idea for people who have that kind of problem with...
I got 99 problems, but spam ain't one.
Shit.
But yeah, with the way home phones are dying out, except Comcast making you bundle them to get better rates.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I personally wouldn't spend my money on it, but I'm sure there's people out there that would.
Maybe David would.
Yep.
Oh, look, Cleveland back. Hi, hi.
That's Fat Albert. He's in the Bronx. Hey,
they're all black. Just kidding.
Whoa.
No, you're not. Fucking liar.
There's been 143 people infected so far, so there's at least 143 people that
I see 152.
You need to refresh that page, son.
Yeah. F8.
Alt-F4. Alt-F4.
Look at that. There's 152 backers just while we're talking about it. Look at that.
So let's save
That's
our
the
money.
That's we have with talking about it on an episode that hasn't even been released yet.
That's right. This is a live recording.
Oh, shit.
We should do one of those sometime.
I know. I agree. But let's
like three whole listeners.
Let's save our money and let's get Ben Xbox Live for a year and we'll all play Call of Duty together.
Yes.
So you're gonna buy me Call of Duty as well, fucker?
I thought you had the gangster copy.
Oh, actually, yeah, I do on my other Xbox.
Yeah, and then we'll get Grand Theft Auto, and we'll play that too. And Saints Row.
How long did we record for?
Long enough.
That's what she said.
Oh. Not in your house, it wasn't.
Oh!
Wow.
Nor yours, Ty.
I know. I'm sorry, Ben. I love you.
I know you do.
I don't.
I only came back from Russia just for you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And give me one more week, and we'll have the best episode ever.
He doesn't care about the gay community anymore. He left Russia. He gave up on them.
Fuck yeah, dude. They were beating people over there. I ain't down for that shit.
I found a Jolly Rancher in my desk.
In their ass?
What flavor?
In my desk.
You got an ass rancher?
Ass rancher!
That's what we call
gay
cowboys.
It's cherry.
Dude, I like grape.
Grape?
Watermelon all the way.
Grape.
I ate all the other ones.
See, I like the grape ones. I don't like green apple. Green apple's growth.
Yeah, that is nasty.
Oh, I was just doing some Googling and stuff and reading news. Apparently this like 17-year-old girl in Russia disowned her parents because she has two moms. And I guess her boss like called her out like mid staff meeting and started making fun of her. That's illegal in Russia.
You can't have two moms in Russia.
Yeah, that shit ain't allowed.
Apparently her parents didn't get the memo.
Oh. I'll stop out there for a minute.
They will once they get beat and flogged.
Well, guys, I think it's time I put on my superhero outfit and go out and fight crime tonight.
You're just going to go put on some lederhosen and stand on the corner, aren't you?
You know what? I got to make money somehow. Stop judging me!
Well, you're at least showing at your first customer's house.
Spreckensy dick.
Can that be our title?
Yes.
That'll be our title. Spreckensy dick.
As a German, I support this.
Oh, shit. Well, I promise everybody next episode is going to be action-packed and a fucking blast.
Well, if you wouldn't just come back from Russia 5 minutes before we start recording, we could plan better.
But... I'm sorry. It's my fault. This one's going to be a little choppy, but, you know, next
chop,
time. Chop. 26. We're going big.
Go big or go home.
And speaking of which, I'm going home.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.